At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Until it hit the high note, but I didn't, you know, it was going. There it goes right there. You can hear it in the background, whatever. That's all right. You're the Oz man. Mama, I'm coming home. Malcolm Go podcast, January 15th, 2025, year of our Lord. As of right now, we've got Ty KP, no snake. Don't know where he is. He got bad reviews last week because of his CB radio. Very poor reviews by his performance. We had to give him a little.
We'll call that one the forbidden episode. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I cut out. I almost said Canadian. I cut out over 50% of that podcast last week, and I had like 10 minutes before I was like, I might just post this entire thing, and I ended up just cutting literally the entire last hour and a little bit from the middle where KP said fresh things. Yeah,
so, real disaster of a pod.
It was Mayo was out. We were all hype, and now we're back. And Vrabel, just like we said, is in. He's giving press conferences. He's getting me blood flowing down below. I'm back where I want to be. I'm back to level. I'm back at my baseline. Drake May engaged to his high school sweetheart. Great name.
It's just nice to have an adult back at the helm. You know, like you have to show up on time and just little things are good.
I was looking at the engagement photos and I remember Tyler vividly saying, I'm so happy we have a quarterback that has like a tricep. I was like, Drake is a handsome, tall, jacked lad.
Drink of water to that Drake May. That's probably him on the Outer Banks in his fucking, what do you call it?
If you would have talked to Boston Media, he would have been at the presser. 100% should have been there. Are they kidding?
I didn't even know that was a thing until today. Like, I was like, what the dude, who went to it? It was David Andrews and Joe Cardona. two players.
Yeah, Cardona probably was at drill fucking for the Navy or whatever he was doing in the coast.
An injured guy that fucking is old enough to have played with Mike Vrabel, and the other one is
has the blood
Navy,
clots.
The Navy man. Yeah. Hold on, is that who I think it is?
Bum, bum, bum.
Where you been, Vincent? Oh,
what are we in? What are we wearing here?
What is that? Is that a robe?
Are we in a robe?
It's my Bane jacket.
I'm born in the dark. Look good, Vincent. You got a new hairdo getting ready for the big wedding?
Oh, yeah.
What were those Kowloon patches? I need to know. I need an answer on that.
They're for the kid. Hush.
What kid?
I got them for KP.
You got him a patch for his stupid his jumper? What do they call him?
It's called a flight suit. Sorry,
I call it a romper. I think it's a romper.
His onesie? Yeah.
He spills so much chocolate milk on it all the time when he's delivering it.
I got a bunch of them. The whole gang will have them.
A good gang needs them. You see my new hat?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
That thing's going
bopping
around Massachusetts.
You might have to officiate the wedding in that thing.
I might do it.
My dad would fucking...
I don't know how to officiate the wedding yet. I've been grokking it. I've been getting some AI helpers because I don't want Bree to be mad at me. Are you guys doing your own vows?
No.
So I'm just going straight.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going straight.
I like
Catholic.
The classics.
I'm going straight Catholic. Just right back, right down the middle.
Don't go down the middle. Just real simple. Make it you. Be fun.
I'll have fun with it. See, I'm not as worried because I just don't want to upset your mom, and I don't want to upset her dad. Well, your mom wants to see her boy get married in a nice way.
I know she doesn't really. It's not my mom's just pumped up to come up and see everybody. Nobody really cares about the ceremony.
I got an Airbnb at a definite gay man's house, and it was like specifically marketed towards people that care about the environment and LGBTQ+ community. And I was like, ah, fuck it. Like, they needed to see your picture and, like, you tell them what you were doing. And they were like, by the way, we have a composting toilet. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I was like, well, I'm just not shitting.
What does that even mean?
It's not, it does no water. It's fucking, you got to use sawdust.
Nah. I don't know how it works. Are you wiping your ass with corn cobs?
I don't think you can wipe your ass.
I don't know what you were thinking there.
No, well, that was a late, I mean, how does a, first of all, he has a shower right next to this toilet that's running water, and the toilet you shit in, and you got to take it out in the
bag. Why didn't you just stay at the hotel?
I tried, and they were all sold out. I was late to the game. Yeah. I was out. I was fucking boned. I called.
Aren't you ministering the wedding?
It's literally it's like 200 feet from the hotel. It's not far. Oh. It's not far. So I'm going to be, that's where I'm going to be doing my dirty, my duty business will be the hotel. You'll be seeing me coming in 3-4 times a day. He's like, hey, he's not staying here. Why does he keep shitting in the lobby?
You can shit in our room.
In the master suite? In the wedding suite? What do they call that? The newlywed suite? I might do that. You guys would have a rough time that night. And be like, why? It stinks in here. Tony hasn't been here since 3 p.m. Is it open bar, Vince? That's big for me.
That was my only demand from the wedding.
As long as G&Ts are flowing, I can do anything. I mean, I'm literally a superhero on G&Ts at the wedding.
Yeah, I haven't decided what I'm going to be drinking that night, but it is open bar.
G&Ts and then whiskeys for the boys late night.
Of course.
Did you extend an invite to Vrabel? Just curious.
He's always invited. I'm showing him out.
I DM'd him. Yeah, that'd be good.
Coach, it just makes sense if you want to ingratiate yourself back into Pat's Nation that you show yourself at the 204's leader's wedding.
I mean, some loyal season ticket holders.
Yeah.
Vermont wedding.
Vermont Vince. But anyway, we were just talking about Drake May getting engaged, and I don't care for the setup engagement photos. Do you like?
You know, what do you mean? I do respect. I respect how humble they are because you know Drake put a rock on our finger. Didn't take a single picture of it.
Everybody,
just posted three quick pics.
Everybody's got a wife and they want to take pictures. I don't think Drake really cared about the pictures, but he's just pleasing this woman.
It's not about Drake. It's more about this new theme where, like, we have to pretend that, like, she didn't know she was just about to get engaged. You just walked out to the beach, like, and there's a professional photographer in the dunes. What are we doing here? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's the old school in me. Like, you know, you get down on one knee, end of story. Just the two of you. Nobody in the world has to see it.
I did mine on a skating on a pond.
That's sick. You slid over
the snow fell.
That's see Vermont.
But there was definitely a photographer, right?
Huh?
Was there dad?
You had a photographer.
Yeah, I told her dad to snap some pictures.
You want to hear a funny story? Right. I was so my engagement, me and my wife. I mean, it's just Saugus white trash to the T. We were we went out all night, and she knew it was coming anyway. And then we had met in high school at Woodshop. So on the way home to Saugus, where we lived anyway, I just drove back to the high school right over to the Woodshop. And her dad at the time worked at the DPW, and there was just like a stashed DPW truck back there. And I was like, "There's your dad. He's gonna take pictures of us." She's like, "Really? Is that him?" I was like, "No, it's not him." And I just got engaged at the wood shop at the high school. White
That's
trash.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wait, so you proposed at the high school?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm a Saugus
teacher. I've never heard of this story.
So, dude, if I could have lit candles around the fucking the Saugus High wrestling mat, I would have done it. That would have been where it was. That would have been real. See? That would have made me cry. Forget about my wife.
I didn't know you got engaged at Sachem, but Sachem school here. This is different.
I bleed red and white.
You really have no choice. That's insane.
Whatever. I had no other good ideas. I was like, this is where we met and started like being friends. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it there. And it was like on my way home anyway. So it was,
but if you know where the wood shop was at the old high school, it's like
it's in the back alley. It was not.
It's in a back alley next to this Saugus radio station.
It was where my wife would hide to smoke cigarettes, and I would be inside making baseball bets.
It isn't a beautiful location.
No, it certainly wasn't on a pond with snow falling. No, it was more just like broken needles and syringes and cigarette butts, and then the faint smell of sawdust.
Hey, it got the job done.
It did get the job done. You're right. And we
love is love.
That's what I always say.
And then you're throwing out maybe the most fire Christmas card of the year.
Listen, we're just we're a proud family. You finally got that because we got the one that got rejected sent back to our house. It came back like yesterday. I'll tell you what, the mail is slow because those were sent at least a month and a half ago. Had I not
asked, the mail is too busy honoring like the shittiest president of all time.
Don't get me started.
People
Don't
are mad about
started.
That. They keep saying like, okay, he gets the flags at half mast for 20 days, but they're going to raise them for the inauguration and then some southern states. And people are like, just fuck you, Florida. Fuck you. Why do you care so much about the
flag?
What
are we talking about? The guy's 100 years old. It was time. He needed to go.
Also, he was not a good president either.
I saw some good. I saw honest, a good tweet Biden was walking by, and he like touched the casket, and somebody tweeted, "Biden, you're next, Biden." And I was like, "Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ." That sounds like a veiled threat.
I'm gonna have a chat.
I mean, there's been some good work on X lately. I've been enjoying myself.
Mostly to use Grok and just make pictures of Gerard Mayo as an intern. That's literally about 2-3 hours a day. I do Gerard Mayo interning at like radio stations. That's like I just make photos of him, and it cracks me up every 10 out of 10 times. I don't know. I love it.
You just need. I think you need a burner.
I don't need a burner. I just go straight up. I don't hide from this bullshit, man. I come right at it.
I have to.
How are you supposed to send your N-word tweets? KV's like, you need a burner.
You're gonna get fired with you send N-word tweets with your real name.
I don't say the N-word
to their face. You say faggot on this radio show, on this podcast. You say the F-A-G-G-O.
You just said.
I know, but
you
I say
just
it,
said it.
I say it in jest. I don't say. I mean, I didn't call someone that.
I am pro-gay.
Wow, that sounds like someone that's really. It sounds like someone that's gay. That is pro gay. It's not. No, it's not. That's not the way you say it. I don't think pro gay.
What are you supposed to say? Pro fag? Like, yeah, what's the difference?
Not that either. But, well, that works better, I guess.
He's in the community. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm a letter person.
He's,
leave me
he's
alone.
One of those plus. He's one of those pluses at the end.
Yeah, I'm the plus.
Yeah.
Good bit.
So what are we? Are we amped on Vrabel? His pod. I mean, his pod.
Yeah.
His
what about the presser?
His press conference was presser? A 10 out of 10.
He's unbelievable.
He put everybody in a blender except for Karen. He was like, "You're so hot. I love you. You look
Karen
great." And then everybody
fucking,
else is like, "You're."
You got Karen's yeah. blood flow, and her pants almost fell off.
Everyone else, he was like, "You suck. You're a dweeb. What do you want?" Great. And then Karen, he's like, "Karen, you look great. You haven't aged today."
I do like that he's like a Belichick clone, but also a lot like Parcells. And then he's like, still Mike Vrabel. Like he, what's his name? Tom Curran was interviewing him yesterday. He was like, "What's it like now that like Felger is the king of like Boston media?" And he's like, "I know, that's crazy how time goes like that." He's like, and then he just made fun of him for unbuttoning his shirt too much. I was like, "Oh, this guy's going to alpha dog every fucking nerd." And I was like, "You know, you don't think about like a head coach is just going to come in and fucking dominate you from top to bottom." Like he's like, "Oh, I'm going to own this fucking guy. I don't give a shit. Say whatever you want. I'm coming for you." I love it though. I mean, he's just. He set the tone from the press conference about the culture, about everything, and it's perfect. From top down, it's literally, like Ty said, a grown-up's back in the building, a winner is in the building, you've got your quarterback, you've got your coach, he's apparently calling the shots on draft, on personnel,
they fired that chick.
Yeah, well, he already put...
I don't trust anything that fucking Minahan says. You know what I mean?
He already put Elliot Wolf to the side. He said, "We're bringing in my guy right now, AJ Brown, Patriots."
By the way,
definitely happening too.
As KP was just talking, I got a notification from his burner account. It popped down and said, "Funded by Jews."
Oh Jesus Christ! First of all, you got notifications on for the which makes me laugh. I like that you get the narrative.
What do you
on.
Mean? There's many times where I get a certain demographic fired up, and I got to text Vince and be like, "I need you."
You got to tag in. You can get that's how Anthony Cumia gets Twitter money. He gets interactions on Twitter, and they pay you for the amount of like interactions you get. I don't know how you do it, but like
I can't. I'm shadow banned.
You have to get a certain amount. It has to be like. But that was like his whole thing. He would just fire up the black community, and then they would just attack him for days, and he'd make like $3,000 a month doing it.
Oh yeah, I remember that rap Michael Rapaport got caught like on a phone call by somebody. He was like, they were telling him what words he needed to use and how much money he was going to get.
I don't know. So yeah, I don't know if Robin Glazer's out. That's a typical Minahan like bit that you never know. Like if it's true, it's true. I don't even know what she did, to be honest with you. Like everyone says she's a thing, like she was a problem. I don't know. Didn't see her once. Don't know what she did. All I know is like her and Gerard like set the tone of like how they were gonna paint the locker room. That's all I know that she did. Like
What is the bit about him calling Bob Kraft Thunder? I missed that.
That wasn't a bit. I mean, that's what he called him at the press conference last year. He called him Thunder. And everyone was like, everyone thought it was like sweet then. They're like, oh, he's got a nickname for him. And then as the year went on, they were like, oh, Thunder's mad. Thunder's just make fun of it. And then that was basically it. I don't know why he called him that.
My bad. Nah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just remembered that people were like, hopefully Vrabel comes out and says, thanks to Thunder for having me here.
You haven't heard a peep from old Gerard. He hasn't gotten requested for an interview, has he? He's applying
for internships with the Harvard grads.
He can't even fucking. He can't even get the old Rooney Rule fucking interview. He's not even getting those. That's bad news, Bears. We're interviewing fucking like high school coaches for the Rooney Rule, and he can't even get it. Gerard, straight out of the fucking. I mean, he's gonna be living nice though. He's getting paid anyway.
Yeah, but say he'll probably run for office soon.
I have a question. How does a coach get a like guaranteed contract? Like, I don't get that, especially a first time coach. Like, maybe there's got to be like a certain cutoff. Like, he can't be paying him for 3 or 4 years. There's got to be like, okay, you're guaranteed $20 million, whatever.
Well, they sign a contract, and like, and they don't have injury that can cut it out. So they have the only thing that can fuck them over is if they like, you know, beat their wife or say something racist, then
no, I get
then...
it. But like, you can't tell me like you hire a first time coach, say it's 4 years, $40 million. You can't be like, okay, if I fire him after 1 year, I'm going to owe him $30 million. That's crazy. Like, you just got to be like, okay, especially with like draw, I'd be like, all right, I'll give you 3 years, $25 million. But if like anything, you know, if we decide to part ways before that, I'm going to guarantee you 15. Like, there's no way.
I just don't think they sign that those contracts. I think like the coaches won't sign those contracts. So.
You don't think a first year coach would sign that? I think he would.
Gerard Mayo was working at a Fortune 500 before he took this job. He should have.
He was fucking interning at a prescription company. I don't even think it mattered. I mean, he's going back. Like, his wife had complaints on Twitter or Instagram. I was like, what are you even complaining about? Like, you just got like $20 million to do nothing. And he was a dog shit coach. Like, do you want everyone to remember him as just being a dog shit coach? They were talking about class and all this shit. It was like, what are you talking about? Bob Kraft went up there and fucking admitted it was his fault, and he felt bad for Gerard. Whatever.
Yeah. The whole thing is crazy. Vrabel's going to come in and like, these rookies are fucked. Like Jalen Polk and the first time he acts like that, it's over with.
It could be the opposite though. It could be ideal for them.
I hope like, you're right.
Maybe they're kind of rudderless and they're like, oh, we didn't really know what to do in the NFL, and Vrabel's going to come in and you're going to know exactly what to do.
Yeah, Gerard is a player's coach, or was a player's coach, but Vrabel's a player's coach too. He's just a hard ass. So like, he actually played in the league. He's won Super Bowls in the league. He was a prototypical Patriot. Like, literally the prototype. Like, not fucking anybody knew him. Belichick's first, like, real free agent signing. Unheralded. Nobody. Coached up to be an all-pro. Multiple Super Bowl winner. Put the team first, blah, 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 all that shit. As opposed to Gerard Mayo, who was, like, middle of the dynasty. All-pro stats and drafted high. Paid a lot of money. And then the only Super Bowl he wins, he's fucking watching, is Dante Hightower takes his job. So his it's a different headspace, it's a different culture, it's a different thing, but he's like still gonna like, I think he's just gonna be on their ass more. Like, I don't know if Javon Baker is gonna be able to fucking hang in that situation, but
no chance. I give him Jack, he'll Jack Jones guns at the airport before the season.
Yeah, I could see stuff like that happening, like guys like that aren't like all the way committed to football. I don't even say that about Baker, because Baker took a lot of accountability at the end of the year. So I don't know if he's even like that. But like, I could see like if you were just like a punk kid, like Vrabel's just going to run you right out of town. Yeah, like Baker's probably the only one I could think of, unless Polk's got some type of attitude that I've never seen.
Keon White, people are like, Keon White's going to now be LT, the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, Keon White's going to be a stud with Vrabel. Like, that's perfect for Keon White. This is literally a Keon White hire.
I feel like the Patriots are lucky, because people were shocked when Vrabel got fired from Tennessee, really.
Yeah.
And you gotta think like a number of teams called him.
I don't know if they did. That's why I kind of, first of all, last year I was yelling. I was like, well, he's not hired. Like, they had to stick to that. I've already told you my thoughts a million times on it. On the lawsuit shenanigans, but I still understand like why Vrabel wasn't hired to be like assistant head coach for a year, and then he would have been a head coach somewhere else. Instead, he took a consultant job at Cleveland, and
Well, Stefanski is a good coach.
Yeah, I get it, but like,
so you could go
first move.
Yeah, but
maybe Gerard would have been better.
I don't think anyone wanted to do that with Gerard.
He knew that if he sat in the pocket for a year, he'd have a ton of jobs. Like, there would be openings.
I don't doubt that. Started.
He's probably getting paid by Tennessee to be the advisor. It's like
paid by Tennessee to be the head coach of the Patriots.
No, that shit like all goes away. If it's anything like college, which I don't know. Bielema was Belichick's coffee boy, still getting paid by Arkansas. And finally, the school sued him. They're like, pal. Oh. You can't do this.
Dude, it's the same. No, because fucking Kraft. Belichick hired Josh McDaniels after he got fired by the St. Louis Rams. Or actually, his contract ran out at the St. Louis Rams after their season ended. So he signed him just for the playoffs to be like an offensive analyst. And like, whatever. He was being paid through the end of the year with the Rams. And they, you know, the Patriots went to the Super Bowl and lost. But he was still like in the fucking, in the booth and shit. I mean, he did that shit all the time. Like, and then, like, Josh McDaniels is getting paid by the Raiders, but he's probably going to be the offensive coordinator. So, like, it's it's a pretty sweet deal if you can get it. Because they'll end up paying, they'll give Josh McDaniels like whatever the minimum is. Like they'll give him like $25,000 and he'll be getting $1 million from the fucking Raiders.
How many more years does he have with the Raiders contract?
I'm sure he's got one, maybe two. But like Kraft would pay fucking McDaniels, especially if he makes Drake May a stud.
Man, I think at this no one's point, hiring I think him. I think at this point McDaniels just needs to come home and stay there.
He lives here and he's got no other option. Listen, yeah. It's offensive coordinator at New England or probably offensive coordinator at North Carolina, which he'd already be there if he was going, I would say.
Yeah. Or just be a podcaster with Jules and Gronk, whatever.
Yeah, or me. You can just hop on the Malcolm Go.
I extended the invite to Vrabel. I haven't heard back, but I know he's been busy. Vrabel's been busy. I reached out, though.
I'm going to shoot down to One Patriot Place, see if I can get a man on the street interview.
I give it a week before Tony writes a letter.
Listen, I've only got one pen pal. I don't picture Mike Vrabel as more of as a letter writing guy. He's probably more of like he's got stationery and like probably does it on Microsoft Word. My old pen pal.
Have you already written one to Chapel Hill? You already got one down there?
I do. I hope he knows that I support him. I'll be at the Carrier Dome next year in Carolina Blue. We're all going up. 4 hours. Vince, I'll pick you up on the way. It's on the way. Run on the
plane. Oh, yeah. You swing right by me.
I swing right by. It's probably only, what, 2.5 from your house. It's not bad. That's easy. That's light work for you. We'll slide right up to the dome.
Let me see.
I can't believe you'd support. That's such bullshit.
Speaking about traveling.
3 hours and 20 minutes from me.
Okay.
Do you guys hear Dom's going to the inauguration?
I heard.
He's going with He's going with my family.
Dom is going to be the kid with that. He's going to be the new meme of like the lady crying. He's going to be this year's meme.
He told me initially he's like
screaming.
He's like, yeah, tickets. He's like, I'm going to the inauguration. Tickets are going for like $1,500. I lost my mind. I was like, and then I found out he got the ticket for free. I was like, you bought a $1,500 ticket when you
ticket to what? Like, where do you sit? Isn't it just free?
Dude, you don't. You go. So my mother knows the senator worked for in the military, whatever. Lindsey Graham. But anyways, mom messaged him. Yeah. Mom, she messaged him. He was like, I got 5 tickets for you. And I was supposed to go. And I was like, no, I'm not leaving where I'm at to go to this.
Yeah, who would want
to
leave Oklahoma?
But so my dad, first of all, is so offended. You don't want to go. This is history, son.
It just doesn't. It doesn't move the needle for me.
No,
it doesn't. He literally was like, "This is history, and you're gonna miss it."
I don't even
imagine.
Like,
yes, imagine, yes. Imagine the traffic.
Thousands.
I went to the last one.
I mean, it's gonna be hundreds of thousands of people. Like
you went to the
maybe millions. The I don't know how many.
It was
people.
Wait,
you went to. You went to Biden's, or
yeah, he was at Joe Biden's.
You were there for J6?
I should have been at no.
January 6th.
That's disavow. Awesome. I was there 2016. Uncle Kenny's smoking cigars in the crowd. People are crying. I'm like, all right, I think politics has got a little out of hand here.
I mean, where are you? Like in the you got to be like just in a sea of people. It's got to be horrible.
No,
you're just out. You're just standing out in a gigantic. No, there's room. You're just like standing. And it's just like a bunch of fucking hillbillies screaming.
It's one thing to
I heard
say,
Dom
like,
got a booth.
Booth? To what? Where do you sit? There's no sitting.
He's got luxury box seats.
If Dom had any balls, he'd go in the Capitol. That's all I'm saying. If you had any balls, he'd be in Statuary Hall or whatever the fuck it's called. Statuary Hall. I'm such a follower, by the way. If I was at January 6th, I wouldn't have done any of the fighting or anything, but I would have saw people walking in. And I'm like, that seems like... I'm gonna do that.
Is this where we're going?
Yeah,
we're going
like that seems. I guess we're just going in there. I don't know.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah, I would have been arrested and be in jail right now.
It was like 100%. 6 people broke in, and everybody else was like, "All right, we're doing it."
Yeah,
doing
I'm not thing. Like a, I wouldn't have been stealing shit or like being fresh or like attacking anyone. But I would have been like, oh, I guess we're just walking around here. I don't know. I wouldn't have known like the law at all. They'd be like, "You're what do they call that?" An insurrection. Be like, you're an insurrectionist. I was like, I don't even know what that word means.
We found one northern gentleman with 42 Coors Lights in his pocket.
I thought this was Gillette Stadium. I thought I could just bring the beers in. I'm staying inside the velvet ropes. I don't see what the big deal is.
Big win for the boys. I mean, Don's back. Eggs are going to be cheap. We're going to be able to afford gas.
Cheap eggs.
We're up big.
Protein's at an all-time low. Yeah, I mean, listen. We got Vrabes. Fucking Big Dick Vrabes is going to win a Super Bowl within the first 3 years. You got Drake May engaged. Fucking landed the girl of his dreams, his high school sweetheart. What a southern tale as old as time. They were probably on one of those old, like, you know, like those, like the Notebook where they're like in those weird, like, I don't even know what those waterways are, but they're like, they're in North Carolina, South Carolina. They're like, the fucking weeping willows are all through them. What do they call those, KP? You must know.
Like, just like the marsh? You're talking
yeah,
about
it's
like
a
the
marsh.
There?
Like they they're like canoe on them in fucking like North Carolina and South Carolina, but there's like trees.
Talking about the marsh on the other side of town?
We have a few of those. I don't know what you would call it, but it's kind of like a marsh,
In the Notebook, it looks lovely, but exactly. when they're there, it's just a billion bugs. And
oh, I'm sure it's all bugs. I mean, there's bugs. Yeah, I mean, definitely looks awesome.
I'm
on
so
TV.
Tired of this bullshit where we talk about the North. Like, it's incredible. Like, it's not 18 degrees and snowing there right now. It gets dark snowing. At noon.
It's dark. It does get dark early, which I didn't even realize that was a thing. I thought that was just an East Coast thing because of the daylight savings time.
No, it gets dark like 2 hours earlier there than anywhere else. It's crazy.
Oh, really? Is that why people are so angry all the time?
Yeah, it's called seasonal depression. You're talking about, I just did a video. That's the marsh. I fired off a video of the marsh there for the boys.
It's not about a video. I wouldn't call it a marsh either. On the way. What did you send? No video.
It's loading. Just give it a moment. Well, you can keep potting. You know,
yeah,
it's a
we are. I mean, it's like, you know, there's lily pads on things and the Notebook, basically stuff like that. And they're canoeing on it, canoodling. But that's what I picture, like, Drake May, like, they were just thinking, like, he wore his Letterman and she just, like, would wear it to, like, the away games. You know, it's just it's a nice Southern love story. Just like
I'm a big fan of her. She doesn't make it all about her, which I think is huge.
No, she supports her man. She's been with him since like the third grade, which is crazy, by the way. Can you handle a one woman quarterback? I like Tom Brady was a coxman. He had Tara Reid in her prime. I mean, the numbies. My man put up numbies, and now we got a one woman man. I mean, it's Tebow-esque. You know what I mean? I don't know. Can you
Tebow's having a kid.
I know. God bless him. I'm not here for any Tebow slander. I've always been pro Tebow. He was a terrible quarterback. I know he was always a nice guy. Let's see what the big deal is.
I think he would have been a good
linebacker for the Pats.
I still think he should have transferred to be a tight end at some point. Like he could. He was not. But we're like, buddy, you just can't throw. Okay, can we get over it?
He had a big playoff win.
He did.
I've
never been more confident in a playoff game. That was literally the last time I was at Syracuse, New York. I went to my friend's bachelor party up there, and I was like, oh, I had the Patriots playoff tickets. I was like, oh, they're playing the Broncos. Like, I don't even have to go. And I watched it at a bar, and they won by 100. I remember that. The only time I didn't go to a Patriots home playoff game was that, because I was like, they were going to fucking stomp them. It was a good day.
Yeah, I mean, we're bringing that culture back. We're so back.
Yeah.
We're so back.
I'm just
excited
to see.
The other thing Rabel keeps talking about is like, all right, we have to make the offensive line better. Yeah. And we have to get better on defense. It's like, oh, this, thank Christ. Like the only thing everyone's been saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to hear he's not like, we have to get a receiver immediately. Like, no.
Dude, they're going to sign so many free agents. Like, A.J. Brown's going to want to come as a fucking trade. He hates fucking Jalen Hurts. He'll be able to bring in linemen, defenders, everybody he wants. Because you can pay for anybody, any single person, every person you want. And he's going to draft whoever he wants. Elliot Wolf's going to be taught, you know, he doesn't even do anything anymore. He got fucking usurped by Vrabel. And then he came in and brought in his own guy from the Giants. So it's going to be pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised after the draft, Wolf quits.
We also don't know how good a lot of these skill players are because the offensive line has been
so bad.
So bad. Like,
yeah.
Ramondre could have a monster year. Gibson, who is a great signing, like could be really good next year. Like, even some of these receivers, like give them more time and the running game is better. They're going to be better. They're going to be more open. There's going to be less count. Like, I don't know. I think everything could open up.
I'd like to see Hooper return. I thought he was a good addition last year. Yeah. I mean, that's literally the only free agent I would bring back too. I don't even know who else. There's like really no other free agents that matter, but I would like Hooper to come back and I would like them just to build like you're supposed to from ball out. You fucking need a new center. You need a new guard, probably two tackles. And then you need another defensive lineman and a safety and some linebackers and just build right from the middle out. Because you got a corner, you got a quarterback, and you got to figure out everything else.
It'd be nice if
I think you've got good safeties. I think like your D line actually
if
could be
Peppers
good.
Comes back, he might be going to jail. I don't even know.
Nah, Peppers is good. He's all that. Just stop. Just pretend that didn't happen. He definitely has that weird woman attorney that Jack Jones has.
He's going. He's to, good. He's going to trial like next week, I think.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Vince, or sorry, Snake. I need you. You need to be in the courtroom.
It's Massachusetts court. It'll be found not guilty.
Huge.
Or
yeah, that's true. I saw your AD on the news today. He's definitely a DEI hire. If we're gonna fucking talk about something,
I don't even think you know what that stands for. I don't even think you know that.
I saw Pete Hegseth talk about it. I'm very, very aware of what
he's got.
It
swastikas.
I think you're a DEI hire, right? What are we talking
about? No, the white man is the most discriminated against race.
I agree.
What are we talking about?
Straight white men. You ever heard that part from 30 Rock when Alec Baldwin, who, by the way, is the greatest comedic actor of all time, maybe a terrible person and a possible manslaughterer,
sexual assaulter.
A manslaughter.
Oh, Alex Baldwin. Oh,
no, Alec with a C.
Wait, what?
You fucking bumpkin. ALAC.
Oh, like Alec Murdaugh. Alec Murdaugh.
Yeah, exactly. He's just the funny.
How
guy.
Do you not go to Alec Trebek? You go to Alec Murdaugh.
did you not get the bit? You didn't get the bit. Murdaugh's the murderer.
We know
down here in South Carolina.
Yeah, you know him. You play T-ball against
fucking
him.
Fucking struck him out twice or something. Fucking
his gay son, his fat gay son. I did.
His fat gay son killed a man. If you watch the fucking, he's down to body. He'll body your ass. He killed another
allegedly,
gay man.
Allegedly. Buster doesn't have it in him.
Buster, I don't know. It looked like he did.
Yeah,
I love when they catch the Murdaugh's out in the wild and people just post pictures of the kid and he's like having the time of his life.
He's just getting shit faced because his dad definitely buried like $10 million.
Well, didn't
for him.
He
like,
must
so.
Have? Didn't he?
No, he's living
everything?
In like some shitty condo. I saw a video where somebody was harassing him. He just wants to be left alone.
He's
it's all buried on their property that's sold for so much money.
Buried on the property. The kids are fucking buried on the property and the wife. That guy was a fucking lunatic.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, he did it all right. That guy sucks. I forget why.
Have you guys ever seen his selfies from prison? They're fucking unbelievable. They're the funniest things I've ever seen.
Why does he have a cell phone?
He's got an iPad. It's just like
that's dope.
The most ridiculous selfies I've ever seen.
One of them's dead.
Yeah, he killed him. One of them is dead. He killed him.
The sons, right? Yeah.
He killed his son and his wife in the phone.
That's what the whole story's about there, Ty. Good job. You nailed it.
Why did he do that? Then he killed the nanny too. Like he killed a bunch of people.
They don't have any money. It's all gone.
Oh, really? I thought the kid that lived got to get everything.
He
was stealing money from the law firm to pay for drugs. Like he was bankrupt.
I forgot what
his son and I had the same. We had the same attorney. His son and I, no big deal. Shout out to us.
Wasn't his dad his attorney?
Nah, Butch, because his dad was in prison when he needed an attorney.
Bad news. It's tough. Hey, listen. Hey, no, I don't blame him. You know what I mean? Some people's dads are in prison. I don't know. What do I know about
that? What do I know?
What do I know? What am I going to say? So, where do we go with Vrabel? I mean, who's Vrabel going to look for to rebuild your
New
England
Patriots? Josh McDaniels immediately.
I had a fight with fucking that fucking dweeb yesterday, and I smoked him. He was fucking talking in circles. I had him in a blender. He had no idea what he was talking about. Dan Lifshatz. Never heard of you. He's a sports hub producer or something who's so anti-McDaniels for some reason. He starts bringing out the fucking nerd stats about the DVOA and the EPA. I was like, dude, that's not what we're talking about. I never said Mac was a good quarterback. I said that Josh McDaniels made him look good. I said, he won fucking six games, and these were his stats. And he was like, you're calling out passer rating? I said, once again, we're not arguing that Mac Jones is a good quarterback.
No, he just kept saying, like, he was only good for eight games. We haven't been good for eight games since. Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we talking about?
It was the last eight games we were any good. By the way, the last eight games, they won, like, 6-3. They were, like, 6-2. So I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and he was like, but Mac wasn't good, but we won. We haven't done that since. Yeah. We had the best record in the NFL. What are we talking about?
And, oh, yeah, and the abysmal Cam Newton offense. I was like, Yeah, because their quarterback, they didn't have a quarterback till the last 1 minute before the season. A guy that couldn't throw anymore, and fucking he created a whole offense. And they still won 8 games, mm-hmm. by the way. And fucking dummy missed like Kansas City with COVID and almost won the game with Brian Hoyer. Just make shit.
Yeah,
the
whole
fly.
Yeah, he's just full of it. The guy's just a moron. He would cook with Drake. Drake would pop.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas would be a 1,000-yard receiver immediately.
Oh yeah, he absolutely would. And so would Hunter Henry would look good. I mean, you could.
Hunter Henry has looked good with morons calling plays, and I don't understand.
You'd have to change.
But
you'd have to change the offense. You couldn't go to the Brady offense with fucking Drake May. Couldn't do it. Like that's just too much.
No, no.
Like that fucked up everybody so much that they have to like just get to a better offense that can like. I don't know. It's more timing based and not as much fucking thinking. Like obviously these guys can't do it. It's been dead and buried ever since Brady left everywhere. You know, no one can do it except for Brady and McDaniels and fucking Edelman and Amendola and Gronk. That's it. End of story. Do something else. You know what I mean? Like Josh McDaniels smart enough to not have to fucking do the Earhart Perkins system. I don't know.
You can run whatever you want with Drake. As long as once a game I get a 60-yard nuke down the sidelines. I don't really
give
a shit.
Drake May like never won under center in college. He didn't run that last year. It's not an easy offense to know. Like you have to read the fucking corners, the safeties, the linebackers, pre-snap, mid-snap, and mid-snap, after the snap. And the wide receiver needs to know where they're going. The wide receivers don't know where they're going now. They're gonna know after reading the fucking safety when they're running. They won't do it. There's been every single wide receiver that was like a success was either an understudy for 5 years or was somewhere else for 5 years. Like Randy Moss came in, could do it, and fucking Welker, and then Edelman. Like these guys don't come in as rookies and all of a sudden get this offense. He can't do it. So it's just you gotta do something. If you're gonna bring in McDaniels, he's gotta do something completely different. So I'm not even positive that Drake May could do it.
Yeah, I mean
it's too much thinking. It's not the kid fucking ball out. Give whatever Josh Allen's offense is. Do that one.
That's what I'm saying. Just go get Dabble. Dabble fixed Josh Allen. He's
still
made
the head
him,
coach of the Giants.
Yeah, I know, but like, go buy him off of him. He doesn't want to be there.
You want to come be? No you, want way. You want to be a demotion and come work for us?
Yeah.
Wes Welker is available. We can bring all the boys back. Wes Welker can come back.
Let's bring Wes to coach receiver. We'll put Don to coach in defense.
Fucking
Braves.
Danny Amendola, wide receivers coach.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coach.
Is Welker's supposed to be a hell of a coach, I hear.
Welker?
He's like coaching wide receivers, I think.
Yeah, he was.
He left.
He was like a passing game coordinator for Miami. Got canned, but what are you gonna do? I mean, I'd love
you
to
had
have
to
West back.
Somebody.
We need West Players to come like back him. And rebuild his rep. You know what I mean? He still gets a tough time. He doesn't necessarily deserve it either. I don't think, but he gets a tough time for the drop in the Super Bowl and then like how it ended, how he went to like Denver for like nothing.
Well, I mean, just the fan base loves Jules, and that's always going to be it.
But
that's
him and Wes are probably bros, too.
Because he didn't drop that pass.
Yeah, but him and Wes are probably definitely boys, too. But, like, you know Wes resents him for, like, being so good in his position that he made famous. But Wes Welker's numbers were unheard of.
It was a joke.
You can't even compare
He's closer to the Hall of Fame.
He should be Hall of Fame, but people don't remember. Like, he didn't win any Super Bowls, so he's like... You know, nobody remembers those giant moments. The biggest moment he had, he fucking dropped the ball. So, like, he had great moments in Super Bowl 42 when they lost. You know, obviously he had a million catches in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. He had 140 catches 1 year. He's fucking insane.
Yeah. He was better than Julian, but
yeah, he was.
Edelman just like he had that Northeast.
You want to say he's got that dog in him? Is what you want to say?
He's got the dog in him.
And exactly, and then people love him because he could be a local. Like he just acts like a area guy. Like he could
from California. Doesn't make any sense.
But he loves. He's kind of like the big cat. He's from California, but he loves Boston teams. He likes to be. Yeah. He's of course he played for one, but now he's like the biggest Bruins fan ever. Anytime they ask him, he's waving the fucking flag. He'll fly in from L.A. just to wave the flag at a Bruins Capitals game in November.
I think the Snake and Jules have a little in common here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two handsome Californians.
We're just transplants.
Come to the East Coast.
Vince. Remember he slept with that six that after the parade, she took the screenshot.
There's nothing more North Shore than that. If you fucking... and she just fucked Edelman, no lie, in the fucking thing. And you can see it's his back. Oh, and I was like, that's hilarious.
Did Vrabel wear the Israel pin? Yeah, he did.
You have to. You're not hired unless you will wear the ribbon. Who will not wear the ribbon?
That's unbelievable. My buddy got my buddy, big old country boy from West Virginia. He was in Target, and one of a Jewish influencer came up to him and gave him a sticker, full rabbi, whatever the outfit is they wear. And he said, keep smiling, fucking with a smiling sticker spelt like they did. And we found it on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Funny.
In Yiddish? I don't know why he had to be.
Yeah, he literally said, this means smiling in Yiddish. And my buddy was like, what the fuck, dude?
Don't even understand. Where was he where he's getting stickers given to him?
Richmond, Virginia, Target.
Okay.
Fucking most ridiculous thing of all time.
Eh, whatever.
You know where you don't see that? South Carolina. We don't have that going on.
Richmond's a fine town.
I've never been. I hear nice things about Virginia. People seem to love it.
The further down you go on the East Coast, it gets better.
The haters forget that I almost moved to Virginia as a young boy. Haters forget that.
Nope. No.
For what? No, but
imagine the trajectory of your life without being a sachem.
No, I know. I would have been like an eighth grader. And my father was going to, so the company that he worked for at the time was a very big masonry restoration contractor up here, and they were bidding to do the Washington Monument, and if they got it, they wanted him to run the company in Washington, D.C., and we were going to have to move there, and he was just going to start a restoration company for D.C., but we were going to have to live in Virginia. Like, he was looking at houses and stuff. It was, like, very close to happening. And then they didn't get the job.
Tony would have been one of those guys just dying on the sword, not to change the Redskins' name.
No, I think I'd still be a Patriots fan, but I would have been out there. And I would have been like, you remember the guys with the Cleveland Indian face? Dude, like the guy was painted like the Cleveland Indian, and he was yelling at the actual Native Americans, like face-to-face, like, this isn't offensive. This is not offensive. Did the red face with the big smile and the big nose. I support the Redskins. I think that their name should come back, if we're being honest. And Tyler, you'll remember this, our Pop Warner team, as young boys, was the Saugus Redskins. And one Tyler Trainer's dad was the boss of the Pop Warner. He couldn't have been more proud of his little Redskins. We were maroon and yellow. And
this kid's high school's mascot is still the Confederates. So that's what they're doing in Richmond.
It's a good. I mean, listen, not for nothing, but I love a nice homegrown mascot. Listen, if you were the Confederates, be the Confederates. My friend from college, his was the Hillbillies, which I always thought was hilarious.
That's fucking sick.
Which is New Jersey, and it was New Jersey. It was not like Tennessee. It was he's from northern New Jersey, and their nickname was the Hillbillies, and I loved it. Vince, you ever have to deal with these wildfires out there in California? This is wild.
Yeah, my whole life.
This is crazy to me. Like, I don't even say, like, does your neighborhood ever burn down like this?
Close.
Really?
Yeah, we were out of school for like a week in one year. So we were just in a ring of fire. It was nuts. Rain and ash.
Shit just burns constantly. I don't even understand. So why was it so windy there? They were like, it was 100-mile-an-hour winds. Every place is burning down.
The Santa Ana winds are crazy. It just gets so fucking windy.
100 miles an hour, like a hurricane wind of fire. That's crazy.
That's, I mean, it was never that, I never saw it that high, but we'd get like 60 mile an hour winds a lot.
Wild times.
And all dude, that, and when, like, the hills behind my house were on, like, the bad fire. We saw the fire come over the hill. You think that shit is like, would move slow?
Yeah.
It's fucking,
an inferno.
It's like watching a wave crash. Like, that's how fast the fire moves down the mountain. Fucking wild.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I would handle that very well. I don't think I would handle, like, even if I had insurance and everybody else was in the same boat as me and my house burnt down, I'd be the most selfish guy of all time. I'd be like, everything is gone. I have nothing left. My Letterman was in there. Like, this is all I would think about.
Tim Dillon's episode, last episode, was so funny.
My house is on fire. My house burnt down.
He sold it last year, sure. But he's like, my house is gone.
I haven't talked to these people in a year. I'm telling them what they want to hear. My house is burnt down.
He's so fucking funny. That tweet he had today when he was, the lady was like, how do you like the fucking big, how do you like your new sunglasses? My house burnt down. He's a fucking nut. How does he just rant for an hour about that? It's crazy. He's like, these people in Beverly Hills, I love when he was making fun of the lady. She's like, we were having lunch on Wilshire and something. And he's like, be more relatable, miss. Be more relatable. Manhattan Beach. Be more relatable. It's so fucking funny.
Don't use that. Tell them you're in Torrance.
That's California. That's local California humor. I've never been to California. I couldn't handle it. I don't have any Cali bones in me. I feel I would hate everyone out there.
Oh, you would. It's terrible. It is so terrible.
You gotta get to San Diego.
San Diego's God's country.
See, I get it, but I know I would hate Los Angeles people. I don't know what's difference about San Diego. I'm not a surfer. I don't like to wear flip flops. There's so many things about it that I couldn't be doing.
I haven't been there in like, I don't know, 15 years, but growing up, San Diego was like,
people love it because of the weather's always great. Elite.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's like the most expensive place to live in the country. And it's right across the street from Juarez, right? Pop over to Juarez for some prescription meds.
I used to live down the street from Little Wayne after he got out of jail.
That's dope.
He rented a house there for the summer.
I would have definitely been knocked on his door. Like, excuse me, Mr. Louisiana. I don't know. What do we have with this pod? I'm just drowning here. We are no longer the content kings.
No. we were high on the mountain.
They used to call us the content kings, and we've got nothing. Drowning. No.
We're in the doldrums here. Yeah, we got a new coach. We're fired up about it. But other than that,
we won fucking three games.
Nobody has any thoughts.
And we lost the first pick. No, we lost the first pick. If they don't draft Will Campbell, the guard, Drake's left side, he's gonna be working at Amazon.
I'm high on this. The pass rusher from Penn State right now.
No, we're not taking a pass rusher. Shut up. You can get one of those in free agency. We need a left tackle, right tackle, left guard.
Dude, that kid
right
looked like Micah Parsons times Lawrence Taylor times Matt Judon times Richard Seymour wrapped in.
We need somebody to defend our rookie deal quarterback. Stop. Don't trade for a lineman.
Trade for one. You get that pass rusher. Listen. The best way to build up your quarterback, right, is run the ball.
Here we go.
And have
a
great
defense.
Get a
defense.
So that's what I'm saying. How did Russell Wilson, how do they make all those Super Bowls? That's how you do it. Rookie contract. You got four more years with Drake. Fucking hand the ball off. Get some linemen. Hand the ball off. And fucking defend like hell. And, give me fucking Abdul, whatever his name was, from fucking Penn State. Abdul Carter.
Go get me Will Camp. Just go watch the Amazon video game.
He's not even ranked. On these mock drafts, he's not even the number one tackle picked anymore. Now this
kid he's number from, two.
No, he's not. Now they get this guy from Ohio State I never heard of. It was supposed to be the guy from Texas. And it was supposed to be the guy from LSU. And then I never
trade back. Trade back to 9 or 10. Take Will Campbell. Take the safe pick. A white boy from the South, Louisiana. That does not want to work. Yeah, he's fucking bench. He squats 750 pounds. He's good. Stop it. He got his face ran through, and then he said, if I give up a sack a game, I'll be working at Amazon. And there's nothing wrong with that. Leave him alone.
Heard it. We all heard it. I mean, whatever. Give me any
line. That's what Drake wants on his left side. He wants his blind side defended by a man that talks like him.
Louisiana. They probably all hate each other down there. Each state hates each other for a different reason. They're closer to the Jews. That's all they talk about.
This is our only playbook. We're so bad that we just go right back to ripping the salt every chance we get.
That's all I have.
That's all. There's not the team sucks. We're gonna
Steph, what are you talking about? I mean, literally, Drake got engaged. Congratulations to him. Stay away from the jujitsu instructors. You never know what they're thinking. That's the only advice I'd give him.
She's still in college. You guys know that, right? She's like, she hasn't graduated yet.
Oh, really?
It's fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
Was she just dating an NFL player as a fucking college senior? And
as a tri-delta at UNC, she's just dating.
Can you imagine what she probably is walking around campus?
She must be talk of the town. I mean, and then she has to watch. She was like, this goddamn coach. Can you imagine? She'd be fucking screaming at the TV at whatever North Carolina bar.
Have we ever heard her talk? I guess she's got some awesome twang.
Her middle name is Michael, which is a weird thing.
You're going to do great, Drake. Go get him, baby.
Drake, this tonight's the night. You got Monday Night Football. We don't even have Monday Night Football.
I bet Drake is so fired up about Vrabel, though.
Oh, yeah. He's like, this Gerard motherfucker didn't know what he was doing. He's telling his dad and his brothers. They're all
fake. Can't put my finger on it. There's just something I trust.
Something I trust. I mean, it's something about a traditional pocket passing coach. And just, you know, something that I trust.
I think we could get one of Drake's brothers could play wide receiver. They're 6'8".
Sign him up. Yeah, you can throw him in there.
Hit the wheels. Left tackle. Have your brother guard your left side here.
I'd love it. Like the Gronkowski brothers when we had three of them on this team once.
They just were special teams, guys.
Yeah, well, backup tight ends, and one of them was a fullback. One of them was a tight end, and the other one was a fullback. Yeah. They were.
I remember we had AJ Derby.
Yeah. Drafted him from Arkansas. Hog. Didn't he die? Isn't that crazy?
No, that was Brian Mallett. Jesus Christ.
Ryan Mallett, yeah. I just Rest in from peace. Arkansas died. But AJ Derby, yeah, he was the quarterback, though, wasn't he? And then he became a tight end?
Yeah, he was. He sure was. Exactly what he was.
Yeah. And then so I remember that. Everyone was high on it. They were like, this is the next Hernandez, because we keep trying to find the guy that was going to be the next Hernandez. I remember that guy from Oregon.
There's going to be one. There's always going to be one Aaron Hernandez. He was fucking awesome. He was going to be so good.
He was good. He wasn't going to be. He was good already. And then
I think Vrabel could bring back Murder. I think Murder might be back on this team.
Listen.
There's
nothing
the
we
murder
can't handle anymore.
We would have if Mayo was the coach another year, we would have had a murder.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It would have been me killing him. That's what it would have been. Yeah, that would have been what it was.
The 204. 204 would have imploded.
It would have been me down there choking Gerard Mayo to death on the 50-yard line if I had to watch another season of it.
And who's his dumb wife? Where did she come from? It's like Vince Wilford's dumb wife. What was that all about?
I get it. We end in under a minute. Hold on. Let me start another one. I'm having a good time here. Give me a quick question.
This second hour has to be better than the second hour.
We're
going to
do an hour. I'm just saying.
What are we doing here, Ty?
Well, I'm on the dog out.
It's crazy. The whole thing was crazy.
It's not crazy.
I didn't realize it was muted.
last week we had Snake just fully going to calls.
Oh my god! I didn't get rave reviews. I'll be honest. They left. I don't know. I got to start a new one anyway. I'm starting it right now. Oh, see, this is Kenneth. Hi, Kenneth. And you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just laughing. I was thinking about, what was I thinking about now? I fucking lost my train of thought. Oh, I was
there
thinking
some,
about.
You had a good tweet about Tavai, by the way. You had a good tweet about that guy.
What I said was this, was going to be Mike Vrabel's first order of business was calling Tavai a bitch or a pussy. It was minus 1,000 on DraftKings. What I was talking about earlier was when Gerard Mayo's wife was tweeting. I was like, the last time she got her Twitter got brought up was when he got hired. And remember, everyone searched her Twitter and her likes was all black porn. It was like all. It was literally she had an active Twitter, so like it had to be her, and it was nothing but her, like. literally graphic black porn with giant dicks, and she was just liking all of them. I was like, this is fucking hysterical. This is the first thing that happened. That was Gerard Mayo's wife.
Oh, no.
Liking a video on Twitter is so insane. I wouldn't do that on my fucking burner account.
No.
That always comes out. Like, now, like, Elon made the likes private, so, like, nobody can see what you like, but then obviously you could, and then
McGregor was all over the gay porn right before like his last big fight. He was all on the gay porn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Conor McGregor, that was a crazy one.
No way.
Yeah, he got to never bit. I went down that rabbit hole.
No,
not of the gay porn.
But we've Conor all been McGregor. There, right, KP?
Yeah, just seeing what it was all about.
All the hype around that nowadays. What's all the hubbub about it? Everyone seems to enjoy that.
I watched Tiger King. I rewatched Tiger King, and when he told the straight guy, he was like, "You watch porn?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." He said, "You like the guys with the big ones or the little ones?" The guy was like, "Well, the big ones." And Tiger King said, "Well, you're not that straight." Good bit, Tiger King, man. That guy.
Man, listen, not for nothing, the guy had some game with turning some straight boys around into the gays.
Yeah, he married two straight guys. Yeah. It's fucking unbelievable. It's pretty impressive.
Hey, listen. And then he got one to shoot himself in the fucking shed. I'm never gonna financially recover from this. That was one of the craziest documentaries I've ever seen.
I rewatched it and I was like, this is certainly the craziest thing I've ever watched.
It was crazy. I mean, between that and the first Making a Murderer, like those two were really fucking good. And then Netflix has kind of just fallen off and like trying to chase the dragon since then. But like,
I got a lot of hype about the Martha Stewart documentary going right now. There's a lot of hype around that.
I didn't watch that, nor did I care.
Vince?
I'm not watching that.
Yeah, no.
Wow, people are all on the Aaron Rodgers one, too. I definitely won't want anything about that fucking loser.
No, I don't care about what he did either.
What?
I watched Aaron Rodgers one. It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just about him doing ayahuasca.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, like ayahuasca.
He's done. There's no way he's coming back.
I was so all over how bad the Jets were going to be, and you guys told me I was stupid. I was good about that. I did like Gerard Mayo, but I also said the Jets would stink. So that's
yeah, that was a good that was a good call on you. I'll give you that.
They really are like not even cursed, just inept. Like there's not a you can't fix them with it can't be fixed. Like,
did they hire a coach yet?
No, but Rex Ryan was like the only guy that had that team respectable. Since Parcells, which was like 99, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know how they don't hire him again. Because
he's 100. He failed out of the league two times since then. I mean,
what's great is that
he had a good run with the Bills.
We had our worst two seasons the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like our worst two seasons that like we could imagine. And the Jets just also had those seasons.
Yeah, exactly. but we beat them. You saw that meme that was going around all season was like. I figured it was like the Patriots logo and the Jets logo, and it was like highest expectations in 25 years, lowest expectation in 25 years, and it was like the Predator fucking handshake, and it was like 3-10, 3-10, and it was like 4-10, 4-10, like basically the exact same. You know, we had the lowest expectation, they had the highest, and we were still the same record the whole fucking way through, and we beat the Jets. People forget that. I don't know.
You think Rodgers just retires?
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants anything to do with him, if I'm being honest.
No, it depends if someone wants him, but I think him and Kirk are both going to be better next year. They both tore their Achilles and played in like 12 months. It's insane.
I know, but that didn't seem to matter to him. I mean, he was fine. It was just like, I don't get it.
He couldn't run. He couldn't do shit. You can't.
Like 43.
That's what I'm saying. So I think if they come back, I think. They'd be better.
He also can't throw, Ty. Like he's not good at throwing anymore either.
He's on good one enough. Leg. Where could you literally see him going? Like what team is a veteran quarterback away? Like he would have to be like the Steelers.
The Browns.
You know, like the Steelers would be pretty good for him, maybe.
Steelers. Actually.
But again, like this, like is him and Devontae Adams a package deal? Like you both have to bring them both to fucking Pittsburgh. Like that would make sense. Like he's a way better option than Russell Wilson was. But I don't know
the last time we actually talked about the Patriots. I love this podcast.
What is there to talk about? They got Mike Vrabel, GOAT. They got Drake May, GOAT. I can't think of anything else.
We need a. I would say that getting a good receiver should be pretty high on the list this offseason. But if they don't, like whatever.
Teteroa McMillan. I watched him play one game and he popped off the screen. Like I didn't even know he was good. All I know is that I bet on Kansas State and I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch this game for a second. And he had like 6 touchdowns in the first half. Like,
yeah, he's good. He's also like, I don't want a Samoan receiver. I don't want that. I can't trust that.
Puka Nacua is pretty good.
Is he, though? Like, I had him in fantasy this year. That guy fucking blew it for me.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think he's Mormon, so that's different.
We could be a Mormon Samoan. Just because you went to BYU doesn't make you a Mormon either.
Yeah, I feel like it does, though. Like, I feel like it.
I don't think he went mostly. To BYU. Did he go to BYU? Or did he go to Utah?
Who?
Nacua.
I thought he was a BYU guy, but I make a lot of stuff up. So yeah.
You're a college football correspondent. You don't even know where he went. Who's gonna win the?
I know. Wait, he went to the University of Washington. So we're way off. So
no, he didn't.
That's what my what the internet says.
Maybe he transferred though.
Yeah, he went to BYU. I knew it. I'm not retarded. Fuck me. I'm so good at this.
Voice in my head keeps saying it.
I see people. I just keep telling myself. My mom always told me I was the smartest guy she knew, so it's very important that I repeat that.
This is the most handsome thing
you've
said.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
hey, what percentile? This is what I asked Dom this question. 1 to 100, right? 100 being like the smartest person in the world. Like, what percentile smart do you think you are?
You talking to me or
me?
Just everyone. What's the? Where do you think you land?
63, 4. So I'm in the mid-60s.
So the problem is like Northeast, out of 100 people.
I'm like 105.
No, Vince, there are some fucking retards out there.
A lot of people weren't educated.
Yeah. You put anybody in New England, they're automatically 50. Like they're the top 50%. And then
what are we talking about?
Eastern Massachusetts in general, you're going to go up another 5-6 points. So you're like 56 to begin with. You know, I graduated high school and college. And I feel like I got a little bit of street smart, so I put myself at like a 65.
Oh, I have to be high 80s. If I'm not high 80s, I'm fucking taking a
lot. High 80s.
High 80s for sure. What are we talking about?
You think you're smarter than 88 people out of 100? 87 out of 100?
Fucking absolute. Look around. Look around. Listen, 50 of those retards are going to have colored hair, and then the other fucking 30 are going to be minorities. So, like, I'm fine. I'm in good shape.
KP might be the only one not over 50.
Yeah, you're sub 40.
What are we talking about? You know how many systems I have to learn? Here we go. I did that because I wanted some attacks.
It's a video
here.
Game. You play a video game at 4 in the morning. I can do that. I'm taking over Greece right now on the Xbox.
In all seriousness, I thoroughly believe everybody in this group is 70 or above. There's no way you're not.
I'm 65. The problem with me is if you put me and said, like, I'm very much like, you know how like Leonardo DiCaprio was like in Catch Me If You Can, when they was like, how'd you pass the bar in Louisiana? How'd you pass the bar in Louisiana? He's like, I didn't cheat. I studied and I passed. I'm very much like that, where like if somebody gave me material, I could study it for a week and pass any test. And then if you had told me a week later to apply it to my regular life, I would be, I might as well have been like a monkey. Like I wouldn't be able to do it. So I had, I was always good at test taking. I went to college and this professor, like, it was like a finance thing. And he was like, okay, he would give me, like, he would give you all the formulas and all this shit, be like, study this, study this. And then he would give you the test and then I would have to apply the formulas I was studying all week to like this gibberish. And I was like, I just got a 0. I couldn't do it. I literally just was like, I can't do this. They were like, no, you got to know which formula to use. I was like, you got to tell me which one to use. Otherwise I don't know which one to use.
I guarantee you Dom said he was in the 90s. I guarantee it.
Dom thinks he could
100. He thinks he's 100.
And a spaceship on the moon and like yes, I could do that. Give me a book.
Here's the other thing though, like I think we're like closer to like, you know, 5 than we are to 100.
No, get that. The fuck out of here. This is crazy. There's so many dumb people on Earth.
There are a lot.
Yeah, but
of
I think you're. I guess I'm not factoring like mental, like, you know,
impairments.
Like, yeah, but like if you were just say like someone at the bottom tier, like I just think smart people are just so much smart. Like I can't do math in my head. What's 142 times 97? Like I
no, that's not what the one number 100 guy's gonna be able to do though.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's like the number 1,000 dude.
I'm saying the top is 100.
The top is 100. We've set the limit.
You said out of 100 random people.
That's not the question.
We said on the rating scale, if you were a 1 to 100, how smart would you be? Like,
look, I didn't take an IQ test. I know exactly where I lay here. I know exactly where
you said
I
88. We already heard what you said.
I'm fucking high 80s.
You incorrectly said high 80s. Yes.
My 80s. I think everybody here is 70 or above.
I was just walking around the Boston Public Library, and everyone else was reading, and I was just kind of looking up at the stone.
Where's my phone? I was like, "Where's my phone?" I got to tweet about these nerds in this library.
I was like, "Oh, I am a dumbass."
Look at all these fucking idiots.
What do you mean, Vince? Vince deals with the general public every day. There is no way we're not above 60 or 70.
I don't consider that.
60.
65
is what I said.
That's the worst part is that's the fucking general public. That's what you're dealing with here.
But I use tip calculator way. I mean, all you have to do is like move to that point and then times by two. I have to use a tip calculator.
How much you tip a mulch guy?
I did do something really smart the other day that gave me, and it's complete degenerate move. Because I get off work at like midnight, and I try to limit my drinking, so like I'll only have a certain amount of alcohol in the house.
If this is the story I think it is, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. But yes, go ahead.
So I get out and I have like I have a half pint of Jameson at home, and I'm like, that's good. That's my lock. That's like, okay, I'm not going to do anything stupid. I'll be fine. But I drank it, and I was watching something good. I was like, I need one more. But everything's closed at, like, 1:30 in the morning. So I had an idea, yeah. And I walked it. I drove down to a hotel and, like, I was, like, staying there. Next to the front desk, they have the little down there and get beers and whatever. And I pulled a few nips from there and then tried to check out. And like they were about to charge me, but then they're like asking me what room I'm in. And
did then you tell them?
I was stuck. I was like, oh, I'm not staying here. And they're like, oh.
Should have said 110.
The look of disgust on this girl's face.
Weren't you here arresting prostitutes no longer than 1 hour ago? That's neither here nor there, miss. Please catch me out.
That's an unbelievable. I had some concerns
that we were going to have a discussion, me and you, Vince, after I heard that story.
In theory, it was a good idea. But
can't miss.
It's not. I work off hours. You know, it's not like I was like fucking hammered. I just wanted one more drink, and nothing was open. But I knew a hotel.
You know, Motel 6.
You hit a hotel bar just solo at 1 a.m. That's an unbelievable story.
It's not a hotel bar. It's a hotel
store.
Convenience store.
Yeah. You're lying.
The store where they sell the toothbrush, Kenneth.
You ain't got a little airplane bottle?
Yeah. It's the little closet space off the front desk.
Yeah.
That's the most degenerative behavior I've ever
heard. I'm some peanut butter crackers, a little deodorant, and 12 nips, sir.
I'm in room. I can't tell you because it's a secret.
Room 612. There's only
sir,
two floors.
Your car is idling at the front door.
I thought I was being so smart too. I went in the side door because some guy was walking in. I acted like I came out of the elevator.
Just need a little something to knock me out. You know what I'm saying? A little something.
Yeah.
Put my head down. You know, things running through my head. You know how it is. I'm here on business, Joanne. I'm here on business. What a move.
I kind of argued with her, too. I was like, come on.
I will pay cash.
No.
What?
No, she turned me down.
Cold. I said, "How did you call you fucking company man?" So hope you're happy.
Then, like, I'm walking back. I had to leave this shitty fucking motel with my head down, and that, like, I had to drive a mile back to my house, and I walked back in. I'm like, "That's a new low."
That's all right. Hey, listen, you got to hit rock, but you can only go up from here. Let's face it.
It's pretty awesome. You're in a sick robe. You got your own alcohol in the house now. Look at you. You've already come up from
my man. He prepped for the day. He knew exactly what to do. He needed how much whiskey.
He's got a
he
new
needed.
Fade.
Well, I'm on my off days now, so I'm partying.
Are you off until when? Tomorrow.
I have tomorrow off, and then back the next day.
Look, the best part about Snake being at work is he's the only person awake when I'm awake. But he immediately sees me wake up, because the first thing I do is roll over and I start tweeting, and he's just like, "You just fired
off a thought you had when you were sleeping.
You just fired off 11 tweets before the sun's up." It's the best. It really is.
I had a pretty good tweet about Fitzy being
that was a good
put
one.
On WEEI, or whatever fuck channel he's on now. I was like, I knew that his name
Fitzy's
wasn't really
not his name.
I knew his name wasn't really Fitzy, but I just hate the caricature he does. I hate him. Wall. He does like the Patriots in-game fucking JetBlue giveaways. It drives me up a wall. And then
yeah, we see him standing under a bridge alone every time we drive in.
Yeah,
I wish he was standing on top of the bridge alone.
On top of the fucking rail, hanging from it. Yeah, no, he drives me nuts. I just remember I was like, oh, this man really said my grandmother's mother was from Dorchester, and just created a whole character based on it. Hey, Tony Gabagool from the North End. That's going to be me from now on. I'm just going to, hey, give me a salami.
Doesn't matter. We're on the lighthouse next year. Nobody knows about it yet, but we're on the lighthouse.
If you don't get me to a Mike Vrabel lighthouse game, and I'm not the fucking king of the light, or whatever the fuck they call it, I'm going to be really baloney at you. I'm going to be honest. What are you even there for? I'm stealing so much valor.
I'm there to wear a Kowloon patch on the arm and get, you know my accent I'm going to have if I get to talk? I'm going to talk just like y'all.
Kowloon patch is sick.
I need
I'm wearing
patch.
I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it full combat. I'm going to wear it. And I'm going to be on the wall.
I don't know where I would wear a Kowloon patch, but I know that I need one.
I spent 100 bones on those things.
100 bones? How many did you make?
50.
50 Kowloon patches. For what reason? No, didn't know what to do with them?
No,
I made them
for a KP's flight suit, because Gina was like asking me like what to get for his graduation. And then I ordered them and they just took, well, I had to get Kowloon to give me this shit. And then the people that made them took forever.
It's funny.
It's all right. We're up big.
Well, obviously, I need one. Patch. I mean, clearly, I'm going to have to embroider it on something that I own. I love that you went to the.
You
I love
Kowloon,
that you went to Bobby
You get a
Wong,
Kowloon
like,
jersey.
May I please?
You can get a Kowloon jersey.
Can I have
jersey.
The PDF of your logo, sir?
I texted him. It was a fucking pain in the ass, actually.
Really? Yeah. People were
Bobby
calling me heroes.
Bobby Wong is not the best texter. I don't know if you know.
He's too busy counting money. That's why.
Yeah.
Literally counting money. People were calling
what are
me
they
a hero.
Closing?
I saved a man from his deathbed at Kowloon no less than 2 weeks ago.
What?
I was at Kowloon and I got takeout because I didn't want to fucking have it delivered. I just had to leave my house. I was on vacation. Had to be outside. So I went to pick it up, and I'm sitting there in my jammies waiting off to the side. And it's like two steps up to a glass door, and then you just stand there. I'm waiting for my food. The guy's like, yeah, 5 more minutes. And all of a sudden, I just look to my left, and a guy stumbles as hard as possible into the glass door. Fucking, like, couldn't even get it. He stumbled so hard on the brick steps that he couldn't even get his hands up to block his face going into the glass door. He hit it so fucking hard. It was like Ray Lewis hitting like a fucking brick wall. I opened the door. I was like, man, you are right. He was like, oh my God, what was that? I was like, dude, you just tripped, dude. What was what? Like, don't lie. He was so embarrassed. Obviously, I just picked him up. I mean, this motherfucker was KO'd. He was a delivery driver too. And I was like, oh man, you good? I picked him up, brought him in. I felt like a hero. basically saved his life.
Good life-saving move.
Yeah, I just picked him up.
Some of my best nights.
Those steps on the side door are brutal.
Oh, he figured out the hard way.
Ordering delivery from Kowloon was some of the craziest shit I did living in Saugus. That was awesome.
Why?
Delivery.
What's wrong with that? That's what they do.
Fucking 300 feet away.
I get it, but listen, first of all, Kowloon's the experience, too, but now there's not even any good Chinese food restaurants anymore in Saugus. There used to be fucking 10 elite ones. Now there's nothing. Fucking they're
but you got some good Brazilian food?
No, we don't. It's got nothing anymore. We used to be a proper town with a hilltop and fucking class establishments. Now I got fucking 300 McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever. I don't have to get off topic here. But anyway. Who's winning the natty?
I think we've done what we needed to here.
Yeah, who's winning the natty?
Winning the natty? My dad said that he will actively be rooting for ISIS.
Over anyone?
But I personally think Ohio State's going to win by 40.
Same.
I think Notre Dame has no shot.
No, this is classic Notre Dame, too. That they somehow get to a championship game once every 10 years, and then they lose by 75
points. And they get blown out.
Yeah, it's exactly what's going to happen.
It's an option. If anybody's into it, Arkansas has Notre Dame in Fayetteville next year.
It's not the same point that you think. Yeah. It's like, if Arkansas was playing at Notre Dame, then we'd be talking. But like, to go to Arkansas to see Notre Dame is not something I'm interested in.
That was more directed at one person in this group.
I'd rather go to Fayetteville than Notre Dame.
Really? That's a crazy move, but okay. There's nothing there.
It's Charleston and Columbia. That's what we need to do.
We're going to see.
It's an easy trip.
You know what's the best college game next year? It's Coach Belichick at Syracuse, New York. Cubes. Under
me and
the
Tony
lights,
will be there.
In the dome, me and Vince.
Tony's going to just pop by Westfield. I'm right on the side of the highway. Boom.
Boom. Vince and I are in baby blue in the dome.
And then we just blast up to Syracuse.
Quick shot. Boo. Don't even have to get off 90.
Yeah.
I haven't been there 12 years. I expect that it's a bustling metropolis by now.
I can't wait.
I left it in ruins. Now I expect that it's more of a, like, it's got to be on a path to, like, Chicago, New York by now, I would have to assume.
You're going to go baby blue to your own fucking,
No, you know what I'm going to do?
That's
what's
crazy.
I'm
going to
wear an orange and a baby blue shirt, and then whoever's winning, I'm just going to change the shirt.
You're going Brady Pats Bucks.
Dude,
jersey.
I'll get a. You know what I'll do? I'm gonna get a split jersey. I'll have one side will be class of 2007, and then the other one will just say Belichick on it or something. I'll just have a Bill Belichick like the what's his like foundation? The Bill Belichick Foundation, North Carolina, light blue on the left side, and I'll have the class of 2007 Syracuse orange shirt.
And then maybe like a holograph, like a watermark on the Belichick side of the letter he wrote you.
Yeah, that was a good idea. Maybe I'll bring it for him to sign, re-sign. I'll have him sign the frame.
Uncle Kenny's gonna be bullshit. The inauguration's calling for like a high of 15. Oh,
it sounds like something
that guy.
There's no way it gets that cold in DC.
It's calling for it.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Anyway,
all right, we got to call this. Yep, I got to be up at 3 a.m.
Go Sachems.
All right.
My boy.
Yep. Yeah, go Hogs.
See you, fellas.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
You did it, bro. I love you. I love you. Nice. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.